My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
And joining us right now here at Scores, my friend and yours, Andrew Raycroft, the Razor, joins us here on the program. What's up, Razor? How you doing,
gentlemen? I'm great. Yeah, this is a good setup. I'd rather be sitting over there.
Here we're on the wrong side of the bar, but you know,
wrong side.
You just did a nice Chris Collinsworth slide in there, like
that was a good slide.
Just joining it
made me a little nervous, but survived.
Razor, I was apoplectic after game one. I thought that game just absolutely sucked. They didn't settle any scores. They were out of it by the third period, down 5-1. I didn't care that they scored goals in garbage time. Were you a little disappointed at the lack of response? It seemed like they were trying to go out there and settle scores early on. They just weren't able to. Was that disappointing to you watching that game?
It was disappointing because the first game, you want to go well. I think we really need to, as a fan base and as people that watch the game, get the idea of like getting revenge on the Florida Panthers. It's not happening. Obviously, Matthew Tkachuk is not dropping his gloves with anybody of significance. He's smarter than that. Bennett is smarter than that. These guys are cagey veterans who have now won a cup, who are now very cocky, who are now very arrogant, and they don't feel like they need to prove anything, especially to the Boston Bruins, and they feel like they have that ability to get under their skin. So hopefully on Monday, it's a little bit of a different story and that the Bruins just play hockey. Similarly, it almost feels a little bit like the first game of the Toronto Maple Leaf series in the spring, where Max Domi tries to get in Brad Marchand's face on the face-off, and he takes a penalty. You're laughing at the Leafs. It's a little bit like that, where it's like you have to kind of just go and play against the Florida Panthers and not expect to get retribution because they're just not going for it.
What was most disappointing to you in that opening night performance and effort? Because I know the coach kind of called them out for being a little sluggish and slow, and the goaltending may not have been the worst part of the team, but it wasn't the best part of the team. What was most disappointing to you?
It was the start and their lack of energy, their lack of quickness, their lack of... Again, you know what you're getting from Florida. You know all the pucks are going to the net. Their inability to clear the front of the net again. So it was just... And I think, two nothing's no big deal. It was that third goal, that shorty. They get 1-2-1, okay, they're in a pretty good spot, and then the power play, they get a chance, and then it goes down the other end, and then it's really deflating. So, again, tonight you just want to see some energy, a little bit more purpose. I think Montgomery used the word purpose. That for me, is the word tonight, a little more purpose to their game.
If Sam Bennett had run you like he ran Corposalo, what would you expect your teammates to do?
Well, I played in a bit of a different era.
True, you
so there might have been three or four guys coming over the bench at that point. I'm not giving Bennett the benefit of the doubt in anything, because he's a pretty good hockey player, and I think he knows exactly where he's going at all times out on the ice. And I think he took advantage of taking a shot. He did get nudged in a little bit, but he knew he had a bit of a green light to do so as well. You would love, I guess at that point you could have just, all right, the game's over. Let's just, really take a three-game suspension. It's just a different game, a different mentality out on the ice for a lot of the players, and it's hard to get that out of them or suppose get that in them to do something.
Well, with that in mind, the Bruins in the offseason spent a ton of money, and they got a lot bigger. And you heard Montgomery after the game talk about, we're a little slow out there. They got kind of bigger and slower. Is that a winning strategy in 2024?
Well, I don't think it's slow. I think they played slow. I don't think they're actually slower skaters or slower at hockey players. I think they just played really slow the other night. The size and the forecheck is going to be a work in progress because there are so many different players. So and Montgomery talked about it going into the game, saying we want them to just play and not think. And I think there were some guys thinking out there a little bit the other night, and it, there might be some of that still to go the next few weeks as they get into this system and different players and different line combinations. But I think we will, once they get a few wins, we will take a deep breath and realize that having a big group and a big back end, big D-core is going to be beneficial in the long run.
We've been talking a little bit about almost feels like a reset opening night tonight because you're at home and you're going to get Jeremy Swayman, your $66 million franchise goalie out there. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting from him in particular after the negotiations, not being with the team, and now game two, you're out there?
I expect him to bring the energy, his confidence to this group, I think. And there's no question that it's reset. If they go out, Montreal played last night. They hung on and beat Toronto 1-0. Their goalie made 48 saves last night. I hope Swayman doesn't need to make 48 saves, but I hope he makes three or four early in the game to settle everybody. And then if the Bruins can get rolling tonight, it's a complete reset. Get the 2 points, and then everybody, takes a deep breath, and we have a couple afternoon games to enjoy this weekend.
Hearing what Ullmark just got, hearing what Shesterkin just turned down, does that make you feel any different about who did or didn't win this deal?
No, I think it's right where it needed to be. I think probably this season, Jeremy Swayman won. I think in 3 or 4 years, what we think of Jeremy Swayman, the Bruins win. And that's a typical National Hockey League negotiation, a deal that's typically fair because, again, you're not scrapping the deal in the NHL. It is what it is. It's locked in, and it has to be in certain parameters. So I think what you see from, Ullmark has a bit more of resume is a good word, a Vezina trophy, more time in the league, more time as a pro, a little bit older. He gets his $825 for 4 years. Shesterkin turning down 11, I don't know what that is.
I'm
that
surprised is New York even offered that.
Bananas. Yeah. And to not take that on the eve of the season. And I had some conversations about that yesterday from guys. It was interesting what the view down there is. But we'll see what that looks like.
Speaking of extensions, Jim Montgomery is in the final year of his deal. I know we talked to Scott McLaughlin the other day. He said, they've been talking, and he got maybe the vibe, see how the season starts, and then maybe we can reach a deal. Is he a lame duck coach right now? Is he coaching for his job? Is he trying to prove something early in the year? Where do you see that situation?
I don't think so. They did talk negotiation that probably got overlooked by Cam Neely last Monday or 2 Mondays ago. I can't. Like, what's the scenario that changes your perception of Jim Montgomery here, I guess, in the first month? I suppose if they go 0-10, then, anyone's getting fired,
right,
especially
right.
In this league. If that happens with this roster, I don't expect that to happen. So I can't envision a scenario other than that where you're saying, well, maybe he's not the guy for us because he's done a pretty good two regular season. He did a pretty good job in the playoffs last season, and I don't know who could do better.
Does it matter? Does it matter in the dressing room? Does anyone care if he?
Well, I know the players love him. So I think if anything, it could go the other way. Where if this starts dragging on, well, we love this guy. He's done a great job for us. Yes, we haven't won a Stanley Cup. It's really hard to win a Stanley Cup.
Right.
There's only two teams that have done it since Jim Montgomery's been here. Two coaches. So. It's difficult to do, and I think the guys really like him. I think they love his honesty, his communication, and the way he maneuvers the bench.
Considering what this team was kind of lacking last year, especially in the playoffs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That's where the offense really took a big hit. You lose DeBrusk, you lose Danton Heinen. A lot of pressure on someone like Morgan Geeky, for example, now up on the top six. Should they have maybe made more of an effort to pump up those forwards, those top wingers a little bit?
Well, that's what we're going to really focus on. I know we focused on the first game, but once they win a couple games, we're going to focus and probably stay focusing on scoring and especially scoring from the wings. I think with the way the summer, there wasn't a lot out there. The only real free agent out there was Jake DeBrusk,
right.
And now he wasn't coming back here, obviously. So I think it's something to the team will probably want to help or will hope someone comes up from below and takes advantage of that opportunity. Matty Pottrout, it does jumble things a little bit differently, makes them a little bit look different. With Patra in the lineup, he's younger, he's got legs, he's a little more enthusiastic, I should say, being a second year in the league. But it's something until it happens, we're going to question where the scoring is coming from, and that's with the power play as well. So there's a lot on the top line, but if they get going, then I think there is a trickle-down that's possible.
What did you think of Korpisalo in opening night, and what do you think of his role as that number two?
He's going to be a great number two. I think that was not an ideal first game to be playing in. Of course, you give up four goals. He said it after. You give up four goals in any period in the NHL, it's not good enough. It's not enough, especially the first one of the season. You would have loved to find a save there, of course, but they probably weren't winning that game. The shots were 14-1 at one point.
Oh, believe me, he texted me immediately. Oh, no. 14-1 is this like a record or something?
No, my kids had the shot clock or counter on 12-1, 13-1, 14. Yeah,
Lord.
So again, it was a tough spot for him, I think. Not going to win that game anyways. It's going to be a little bit of a work in progress for him to kind of see where everything's going. The good news is he's probably not going to play this week again, and he'll be ready to go when he gets out on the road and gets a little more time in.
All right, before we let you go here, yeah. Razor, I've been seeing a lot of preseason predictions, you know, the prognosticators for who's going to make the playoffs and things like that. I'm seeing Boston as the wild card team in a lot of places, and I'm seeing teams like Buffalo and Detroit getting talked about as making big leaps this year. Are you on that train, or do you think the Bruins are not that kind of danger?
No, I don't think the Bruins are in that danger. I think the three teams, Buffalo, Ottawa, and Detroit, are the teams that are trying to push and get into that Atlantic mix with Florida, with Toronto, with Boston, and then Tampa Bay. I kind of have it in – I don't think Florida and Boston – really care where they end up. I get that sense. Those are two teams that have been in the playoffs pretty consistently, especially, I mean, Florida, they don't care where they end up. I feel like Toronto could be that team that kind of pushes for first place because they don't want to play they don't want to play Boston. Right. They don't want to play Florida in the first round. Everyone else is kind of okay with who they match up with and know that they're going to have to go through it. Tampa's more my question mark. So Ottawa has been awful for years, and they always are awful to start the season. They're the one team I am kind of looking at, and I don't really want to say it because they have been so bad, and I've been on them a lot, but I love Travis Green, a former teammate, former Bruin, he used to hang out here a lot. He's the coach there, new coach there. Linus is there. So I think that mix changes. Ottawa, I think they're probably the most dangerous of the teams that haven't been in it. But I see Boston right around the 100 points again and kind of anywhere from 1 to 3 in the division.
All right. Sounds good. Razor, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
To see you. Looking sharp. And we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right. Awesome. Have fun
here. All right. That's Andrew Raycroft joining us here at Scores. It's WEEI Afternoons.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.